from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Have some Padres Dodgers to give away today. Tickets, yeah, that is, to the games.
Not actual players.
Tomorrow. No, we
won't. All right, who wants Gavin Lux? Call now, 833-288-0977. I don't even think Dodger fans would call for that one.
He's playing home run yesterday.
Yeah, he's playing
better. He's been playing a little bit
better. Kevin Biggio coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
We give away tickets to see the Padres and the Dodgers tomorrow. And then Paulie says tomorrow we'll have tickets for Wednesday's game. So stay tuned between now and 10 o'clock for your chance to get to what is going to be a pretty big series. Just a two-gamer, which is because one of those games was actually played in Korea. This is the... this is where you only get a two-game series because one of those was a Padres home game. So just a short two-gamer, a couple off days this week. But we talked about yesterday's game, and we got so into it, we forgot our whole the Sunday thing, the Padres not winning on Sundays, which, of course, has been a problem. They have last week's win as their only Sunday win since May, right?
Yeah.
I believe, yeah, we went back to like late May. Mm-hmm. And they lost every Sunday game. They won last week, but right back to the losing ways on Sundays. And I don't know what the issue is, whether they're just, you know, too much brunch or whatever goes on Sundays.
Maybe Saturday night gets too big. I don't know. It's I know I've had some pretty lazy Sundays myself. So
Paul, this was amazing. I'm a little concerned of how
concerned.
Good it turned out.
Yeah.
Because I've always kind of rolled my eyes a little bit at the whole AI. Oh yeah, AI's coming and going to change your lives. But there's no way AI can replace human creativity.
Right. Like the actual crafting of a song.
Except it kind of has.
And
because
the chord structures.
There's a lot about AI that I don't like. I'm freaked out about and concerned about for the future. But if it's around and it can enhance our show,
let's use it.
I'm going to use it.
So Woods, when you and I were growing up, novelty songs on like morning radio shows were a big thing.
Massive. Like Paul, you can't even wrap your head around how big they did a song in Dallas to the tune of Eric Clapton's "Cocaine," and it was coffee. And this was 40 years ago, and I can still hear it in my head.
When the Padres went to the 84 World Series, they had Cub Busters,
yep,
to the tune of Ghostbusters,
yep,
which was the big... It took so much to put together one of those songs. You need musicians. You need songwriters. You needed a recording studio. It was like weeks of work that went into this content. Paulie, tell everybody what you did and how long it took.
I created, well, I didn't create. I used AI to create a humorous song about the Padres' inability to win on Sundays in the style of bro country.
And how long did that take?
About 10 seconds.
10 seconds. And here is the result, which absolutely blew my mind.
It's called Sunday Slump.
There's a team down in Cali by the Sunkist Bay with a nickname from the Padres, but they can't seem to play. Come Sunday afternoon, they just fold and fade away. While the fans all sigh, why can't we win today? We've got the sunshine, we got the beach, but when it comes to Sundays, the wind's out of reach. Beer in our hand,
beer in our hand,
hope in our hearts, but by the seventh inning, it's falling apart. Oh, Sunday's just no fun day when we're losing every game.
Oh my God.
Our Sundays turn to blunder days. It's always just the same. From Petco Park to the parking lot, we'll wonder what went wrong. The Padres, can't you break the curse and give us one sweet song?
It's actually it's not bad. It's pretty good.
It's not. Eric Grubner gives that guy a surfboard, and he sells out Petco Park. And people pay $700 a ticket to go see the guy that sounds like that, my friend. Hunter said, way to jinx us. He said, that's worse than that's what's in. That's not a jinx. It's not talking about how great we are. It's talking about how we can't win on Sunday.
We're hoping to jinx the Sunday.
We're hoping to jinx Sundays, buddy.
Sunday's just no fun day when we're losing every game.
10 seconds that thing
took.
Our Sundays turn to what? Butter days?
Blunder days.
Oh, blunder. Butter days is better.
I mean,
my Sundays are butter days.
What happened to the craft, creativity, the work that is required to put together a really horrible song?
Right. Like, yeah, Cornstar and things like that we've played before. Like, man, at least they like got in the studio and did that song, you know, and some of the worst, you know, Florida Georgia Line songs you've ever heard. Those guys actually went in and actually had to sing it and play it and write it down and. You know, build a song around it. That is just incredible, though.
Send that over to our friends at KSON.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. See,
play it all day.
Play this. This is a new hit tune.
Want to throw out the phone numbers for Take on Woods? About 5 minutes if you want to get in line to play and try to qualify for our trip to Las Vegas. 833-288-0973. Last week to qualify for our July prize. 833-288-0973. Before that, though. A bunch of other moves. The trade deadline is not until tomorrow, but this weekend saw a ton of activity, Woods. Biggest move in your mind from over the weekend? Was it?
I was floored by the Christopher Morel and Isaac Paredes trade. I was floored by it because I think, like everybody, I considered the Cubs to be out of it.
Well, they said they're out of it. They said,
yeah.
They said we're not playing for this year. And this idea of acquiring... Isaac Paredes is not really for this season. He's under control a couple of more years, and they're looking to win next year and the year after. But that one was kind of a shocker, but probably won't have a big impact on the rest of this season.
I thought the Phillies getting Carlos Estevez was pretty big as well.
Right after trading Sir Anthony Domingos. Yeah. They're playing some chess here.
They really are.
They trade with the Orioles to, you know, kind of fill each other's needs, but then come right in and grab another reliever to replace Sir Anthony Domingos. That's some next level GMing by David Dombrowski.
Yeah, he's good.
There with the Phillies. Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, to
going
the
to the Yankees is the one that I think got the most headlines because it was the Yankees. I don't know. What are they going to do with him? Where are they going to play him?
Well, he was playing center field last night.
Yeah, but they have a center fielder who's pretty good.
Well,
for the most part. And they have Trent Grisham, who's now, what, never going to play.
Right.
You could play him instead of Verdugo a little bit.
I mean,
you could try him in the infield, but then you have to move Gleyber Torres, who they don't want to move.
They actually talked to him after the game asking Jazz if he would take ground balls at third base, and he said, sure, whatever they need. Gleyber said, no, I'm a second baseman, which is exactly what you want to hear.
It's just a weird fit. They need some more athleticism. They don't steal many bases. He kind of fills that need.
Sure.
But let's be honest, Jazz Chisholm's a little more hype than actually good. I don't know if that was a great deal. They they would have been better off with Paredes if they could have gotten him. He would have he would have filled instantly one of their needs, but they couldn't land him. The Cubs got him. When the Dodgers and Yankees both wanted him, that's why that was such a shocker for me over the weekend.
Yeah. I mean, and again, you know, the A.J. Preller deal was shocking when it came down yesterday as well. So there's been some pretty decent moves that I've liked. I think a lot of teams have gotten better, man.
The Mets, who are right there with the Padres, half game behind in the wild card race, picked up a couple of players. They got Ryan Stanek from the Mariners to fortify their bullpen, although he got lit up by the Braves in his first appearance.
They got and Jesse Stinker.
Get our friend Jesse Winker from the Washington Nationals to be a fourth kind of outfielder or kind of part-time starter for them as
Jesse
well.
Jesse Winker, some people have called him. I don't.
Got to watch the Mets, though. I mean, they're, you know, it's now a six-team race for three spots right now, with maybe the Giants being the seventh team, possibly in a wild card race, but you know, you got to play better than at least three of those teams to make sure you get into the wild card at the end of the year. And the Mets are clearly going for it. The Braves kind of stopped the bleeding, though, with a couple of wins over the Mets this weekend. But the Diamondbacks are hot. They lost yesterday in extra innings, but they've been winning a lot. They're right on the Padres' tail. The Pirates are still in it. Padres have six huge games against the Pirates coming up. Those are going to be absolutely critical. So you look at those standings, and you got to keep an eye out on a bunch of teams right now in the National League and what they're doing and may still do before tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, there's still some huge names that could potentially be moved over the next couple of days. Not, you know, Blake Snell probably being the top of the heap there after striking out, what, 15 hitters in six innings the other day for the Giants. And, you know, they're in that weird on that weird precipice of like, oh, God, what do we do?
Well, and John Heyman just 10 minutes ago posted that the Orioles, with new, wealthier, win-oriented owner and great prospect stash, are aiming high and among teams to check in on Blake Snell. Crochet and Scooble are also potential fits.
Yeah, so, you know, the Dodgers have been pretty quiet, but pretty quiet, I mean very quiet. Now, listen, Twitter is Twitter. It's a small percentage of your fan base, but they're pretty vocal. And to look at Dodgers Twitter right now, the panic is real. So, you know, if you're Andrew Friedman, you look at your lineup that you ran out this weekend against the Astros, and you go, yeah, man, we need some help. Paredes would have been a phenomenal fit for them as well. I really thought he was going to go there. They were not willing to meet the price on him, I guess. So I don't know who they go get.
And we can talk about what the Padres still trying to do with starting pitching a little bit later. But in terms of what's available, the shine's a little bit off of Crochet with his big poison pill of needing a contract extension. You say Kikuchi's been pitching terribly lately. Blake Snell obviously is drawing tons of interest, so there's tons of competition. Tyler Anderson is still out there. Maybe someone like Cal Quantrill, if the Rockies are willing to deal him. I mean, just go and for then there was a fifth starter type.
There was a report that came out this morning about the Rockies that said they're not going to extend Cal Quantrill. So he, I would imagine, is available. So it would be interesting to pick up Cal again.
We'll talk about that, obviously, over the next 24 hours plus. Right now, though, let's get to our first game of the week. It is time to take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
All right, let's see. Let's go to, is this Aiden? Did I get that right? Hello, who's this?
Yeah, it's Aiden.
Aiden, you calling for Take on Woods?
I was calling for Take, I'll do that too.
All right. Well, hold on. Now, if you're not calling for Take on Woods, I put you on hold. We can hold you on. Let's try Robert. Robert, you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Robert.
Good morning, guys.
All right. You ready to play Take on Woods?
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's get to it. Take on Woods brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Let's get right to it. If you can beat or tie Woods, you'll qualify for our grand prize drawing trip to the Rio Las Vegas. Two nights, dinner for two, a day bed at the Rio Pool, one of their four sparkling new pools, part of their renovations with new rooms, brand new food hall, and more. Get your rooms now at RioLasVegas.com. All right, here are your categories. Robert, we've got X marks the spot. Those are five songs or artists ending in the letter X. Got the afterlife. Those are song titles and artists, including the word after. And we've got Oceans 5. Those are song titles and artists, including the word ocean. So X marks the spot, the afterlife, or Oceans 5. Robert, what would you like to play?
X marks the spot.
X marks the spot. All right. Today, we are looking for five songs or artists that end in a letter X. Have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. Pass if you don't know one. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. If you beat or tie Woods, we'll get you into the drawing. First question is the 2-second song. Paulie's going to play you some music. He's queuing it up now. If you can give me the title and the artist, one of which has the X at the end, you'll score that point. 2-parter there. Robert, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock in the category X marks the spot. Robert, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods. English new wave band Frankie Goes to Hollywood topped the charts with which debut single released in 1983?
Pass.
Which thrash metal band, considered one of the big four, is named after a bacterial infection that sounded sufficiently evil to guitarist Scott Ian?
Pass.
2 years after Hungry Like the Wolf in Rio, which 1984 song finally became the first number one hit in the United States for Duran Duran?
He just hung up.
Wow. All right.
We've never had that.
That was an unfortunate game of Take on Woods.
He literally hung up.
I don't even know where to go from there.
He dropped a bad word.
You dumped him.
I dumped him, and then I dumped the word. He hung up.
Yeah, and then he hung up. Well, at least he knew when you do that on the radio, you're done. So
he also probably read the writing on the wall.
That's not going to happen.
Saw that.
Let's see how Woods does.
Let's make Woods think he really needs to step
up. Come on, Woods. I won't give all the answers. In fact, I didn't even got to the last question. Chat knows some of these. All right. Bring your A game here, Woods. Tricky category.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Robert. Hey,
wait, that is Nirvana, and it's... I'll come back to it.
English new wave band Frankie Goes to Hollywood topped the charts with which debut single released in 1983?
Relax?
Correct. Which thrash metal band considered one of the big four is named after a bacterial infection?
Anthrax.
Correct. 2 years after Hungry Like the Wolf and Rio, which 1984 song became the first hit to number one in the United States for Duran Duran?
Say it again.
2 years after Hungry Like the Wolf and Rio, which 1984 song finally became the
Reflex.
First? Correct. Salt and Pepper were willing to have a frank discussion about the birds and the
bees.
Let's
talk about sex.
Correct. Back to our 2-second song.
Something with an X.
You need it.
Very
something
good.
Something with an X. Something with an X.
Yeah.
Need
it's,
it.
It's,
yeah.
How
can you... You need it.
Shut up.
Come
Ten
on.
Seconds.
Come on.
Shut
it's
up.
Nirvana.
Shut up. Shut up. I know. Hey, wait, I gotta do
it, man. Oh, my God.
I can't believe you're going to lose.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, Robert.
Hold on. I still can't. It's
actually, Robert didn't get any right. You win.
Oh.
In fact,
he hung,
not only did
he
not get any right,
and hung up
he
after
cursed
four
and
questions.
Hung up.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
You're going to kill yourself on this one.
What is it?
Heart-shaped box.
Heart-shaped box.
Yeah,
all I thought was all apologies. It was the first thing that went in my head, and I couldn't get it out.
They all ended in X.
He went, pass. Oh, pass.
Heart-shaped box.
Ben read a question. He goes, S. And then just...
It's the greatest.
Should have stuck with eight, and he was calling in for some Padres talk, and we said, well, we'll switch to Robert, but
that,
yes, that was my mistake.
Is fantastic. Oh,
heart-shaped box, relax, anthrax, the reflex, and let's talk about sex.
Save
X
that.
Marks
save,
the spot.
Did you already get it? All right.
All right. Well, I was don't do this. Robert, you just made don't do this as well. First ever time that you're both a contestant and a don't do this.
Adam's clue just sent a banger to the group thread and said that caller laid his golden fiddle down because he knew that he'd been beat.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, my Lord. Yes, you probably scared me to death. You need it. You need
it.
I'm like, shut up.
Everyone says I was smiling too much.
Oh, Lord. That was tough. Not really.
All right. Don't Do This coming up next. Did you want to talk about the opening ceremonies of the Olympics a little bit? I will if you don't. Because I got to do this from the opening ceremonies. Let's come back with that and more after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Just the tease here. I have never seen Woodsy so passionate about maybe anything.
He's mad. He is hopping mad.
I watched. I enjoyed the opening ceremonies. This man was fuming for about 10 minutes this morning.
Pacing. Just pacing this room.
You may be on suspension for a week while you're on vacation.
Yeah, if you don't suspend me for a week, I'm going on vacation anyway.
Next segment. Coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
3 stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't Do This.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This, brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. Kraft Taco is some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to KraftTaco.com. Take a look at their happy hour specials today at thekrafttaco.com. And Woods was very worked up. Not about the opening ceremonies, but the reaction.
Oh, man, it bummed me out.
To the opening ceremonies on Friday from Paris.
It really brought me back to the 80s and the satanic panic. You got to remember where I lived. I lived in Texas and came from and come from a really religious family. My grandfather was a Primitive Baptist preacher. My grandfather was Primitive Baptist, which is about as hardcore as you can get. My dad is a very devout Catholic. I was exposed to a lot of religion, grew up in the church, etc. And I remember the Satanic Panic of the 80s. My favorite bands being called to trial. And I remember getting into dozens and dozens of arguments with my parents and family members about this satanic music I was listening to. And it really just kind of spun me out again to see it kind of come back full circle. When in reality, you know, that's not what it was at all. It wasn't that then, and it's not that now. And it really, I was like, whoosh, off the, I was just had completely lost it talking about it again. I remember, I mean, think about like when I was a kid, when we were kids, Ben, AC/DC, you know, AC/DC, fun-loving band from Australia. No, 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 no. It's actually stands for After Christ, Devil Comes. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It never did. Kiss, Kiss. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I was made for loving you. That actually stands for Knights in Satan's Service. No, it doesn't. They were sitting around a room. They looked at each other. What about Kiss? It's a good band name. That's it.
AC/DC. So Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells.
Hell's right there in the
right
name.
Right there in the name.
Trevor Hoffman came out to hundreds of save opportunities.
Yeah.
Secretly turning all of San Diego into devil worshippers.
Demonic.
Didn't know that.
I heard when I was a kid. It you know, I grew up in a family where I had family members that wouldn't let their kids trick-or-treat because it was demonic. And I'm like, she's dressed as Raggedy Ann just getting some candy on a Wednesday night. You know, listen, you can be offended about anything you want to be offended about. But I think when you understand the context and the history behind the opening ceremonies, it gives it a little more clarity. And it just, the Satanic Panic was such a part of my youth, and I hated it, and I defended it vehemently, and I will do the same
now.
So
it was pretty avant-garde,
Gojira came out and just shredded, and to have, like, by the way, we all need to remember, that wasn't in America, that was in France, it's a different country, they have different history, that was a history lesson, and in the Greek, you know, the Olympics come from Greek culture, they talked about that in there. They did that. It was their interpretation. So, again, I mean,
I really thought the opening ceremonies were incredible.
I did too. And I just think that, you know, if you want to get offended about something, you can. You can. But make sure, I think, I you know, I want to tell people how to live or fan. I really don't. But I the consternation over it brought me back to a really dark time of just kind of dumb discourse. Oh, Gojira is so good. So good.
Plus,
and the funny thing is, they sound so heavy and hardcore. All of their lyrics are about, like, the beauty of the earth, the wondrous feeling of dipping your head in a stream. You know, it's all about the earth and loving each other and things like that.
But
so,
even if that wasn't your thing, I thought another do this moment. Celine Dion.
Oh,
coming back after the health issues that she's battled, and while stiff person syndrome sounds kind of kooky, apparently it was horrific for her. Like, you know, she
saw like a clip from a documentary that's either already been made or being made about her, and she led a camera like into the room while a doctor was working with her, and it was heartbreaking,
gnarly. And to come back and singing the Eiffel Tower, and I mean, come on, that
she
was
slayed
an amazing.
It, she absolutely slayed it.
Now I experienced it slightly different in a way that just Ben would. So I was watching with my son, and here's what we did, because this is very us. When they were doing the parade of athletes down the barges, down the Seine River, you know, they go alphabetically, but in French. So we were trying to guess which country would come up next, just based on our geographic knowledge of the world. Like, what would come? Okay, Nicaragua just came up. What would be the next N country? That would be North Korea. And we did this, like, for good 30, 40, seeing alphabetically the countries of the world. Pretty fun, actually.
I don't want to laugh at you because you're doing something with your kid that you both enjoyed and educational. It wouldn't have...
Yeah.
It didn't jog anything in my mind at all. But, yeah.
You know,
DJ Vic says that's
different strokes for different folks.
DJ says that was absolutely disgusting. I can't believe you approve of that mockery. It's adam.klug@odyssey.com. And the funny thing is like they're going to be offended about my non-offense, so then they're going to write Adam an email because I was
not
enough offended. So it's adam.klug@odyssey.com. So I didn't want to do this today, but we will, and we did. Speaking of don't do this, what these two guys did to me on Friday is a don't do this. And they pranked me, and they just killed me.
I don't think it's a don't do this.
I think it is a don't do this. I think it is.
I think we have just going to just agree to disagree on this one.
You guys got me so good. We'll play that for you at 8.
Thank you. Oh, I hate you. Pauly had a do-do this from...
DD Mega Do-Do.
The trade deadline. I missed this.
Oh, this is awesome. So Randy Rosarena was traded to Seattle. Was that Thursday night that it was reported?
Yeah, we talked about it on Friday morning.
That's what
I
thought.
Yeah.
But Friday night, he was still in Tampa. But he was no longer a member of the Tampa Bay Rays. And I saw a clip going around. He still went to the game. Now, he didn't go through the player's entrance and sitting in the dugout. He's no longer a member of the Rays.
Yeah, you get a couple of days, I think, after you're traded.
Well, he also played this weekend for the Mariners.
Yeah, yeah. But he got traded that afternoon.
Probably a full Friday to grab your stuff, everything.
And went to the game and sat with his family.
It was really cool.
It was really cool. And you could see his wife in tears, and he had big sunglasses on. He was clearly emotional. He had his child with him. Then he got up, walked up through the concourse, was signing, taking pictures. It was emotional, man. I mean, that's where, you know,
fun
that's
little
where he
send
came
off.
Up. Yeah, very cool.
See if he can help the Seattle Mariners fix their offense that just is not matched up to their pitching staff. Yeah. And they've actually been caught by the Houston Astros now. Which is, they were probably not expecting that considering how the Astros started the season. All right, that's Don't and Do-Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we did talk about yesterday's loss, but we haven't really gotten into the two wins. We need to give them their credit and their due.
Oh, big time.
Especially Friday.
Oh.
Whew. Now, you said, you know, there are no moral victories. I was hoping for a moral victory on Friday. Got an actual victory on Friday. Maybe the most surprising win of the year for the San Diego Padres. Talk about that when we come back with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Another trade just came down. Stove continues to boil, Ben. The water on the stove, I should say.
Yeah.
The stove doesn't boil. It's just a stove.
Kansas City. If your stove is boiling, check.
Call the fire department. Yeah, the Kansas City Royals have just acquired right-hander Michael Lorenzen from the Texas Rangers. And going back to the Rangers is left-handed reliever Walter Pennington. Sounds made up.
Triple-A reliever.
Yep.
Have a top 30 prospect in their system before the year, so just kind of an arm on the rise for a mediocre fourth to fifth starter.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. Padres could use a mediocre fourth to fifth starter.
Michael Lorenzen would have been a great fit here.
And the price tag isn't insane, which gives me at least some hope.
Gives me a little hope, yeah.
You know, maybe there's a player out there on the Michael Lorenzen mold that could work for the Padres. Now, maybe they were in on Lorenzen. Maybe they weren't. Maybe he's not someone that AJ and his scouts think that highly of, and they've got their sights set on another pitcher like that. I don't think that they're going top of the market, though. I think Crochet, not going to happen for the Padres.
Well, you say that, man.
I say that.
You say it. Holy cow. You say it, but you just...
We've thought it before and been wrong.
Oh, we've been so wrong. And you know, again, the point was made on Twitter yesterday. All the people that the Padres are linked to, and I think they're still linked to Snell, Crochet, Scooble. I think, of course, you're going to make calls and find out if you could potentially, you know, work some magic. But if AJ Preller has shown us anything, I mean, did anybody on this radio station or anywhere else say Jason Adam is a guy they're going to be targeting? No. The answer is no.
Oh, you just didn't hear me on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Paulie did drop that in. The answer is no. It's no. He works kind of behind the scenes, around the margins, and, you know, he's really good at that. So now, hopefully, you know, this acquisition really helps bolster the bullpen, but I certainly don't think he's done by a long stretch. But we'll see. We'll see. But there's another one off the board, but the price tag was not through the roof at all. Like, not even a little bit. So Tyler Anderson is another name they've been connected to. But again, I always feel with AJ, if there's smoke with AJ, there's not necessarily fire, right? Like, anytime that there's a little smoke around a guy, he usually pivots and goes another direction. And I don't think you know, I don't think that's why he pivots and goes another direction. I just think that he's working on deals that, nobody has any idea of. One thing we do know about the Padres front office over the last couple of years, and you guys can back me up on this, it's been pretty tight-lipped. Pretty tight-lipped. Not a lot of stuff has snuck out.
Now, there was a couple of years where it was like nothing was kept.
Nothing was kept in, and I think
they figured it out.
They figured out how to keep that stuff inside.
Keep in mind that when you're assessing the value of a potential trade, as fans, we immediately just think, well, how good is that player?
Sure.
But when you're an executive, sometimes a more important part of the equation is how expensive are they and how much control is left on that player, which is why the price tag on Jason Adam was fairly high. Two more years of pretty affordable control for a really good reliever, whereas the price tag for someone whose contract is expiring or is more expensive is not going to be that high. You know, look at a guy like Tyler Anderson. He's got $13 million next year and the remainder of $13 million this year. He's kind of right in the middle there in terms of affordability. Gerard Crochet, though, he's got multiple years at an affordable price tag pre-free agency. The price tag is going to be way, way higher for a guy like that, considering how good he's been. But that's a huge part of the equation when it comes to the trade deadline.
Not only how good he's been, his demands. You know, his demands of...
Which that's pushing down the value again.
Exactly. So you just never know what he's able to swing and what they're able to work out. John Morosi, 37 seconds ago. Dodgers are among the teams discussing Yusei Kikuchi trade proposals with the Blue Jays. The Twins, Padres, and Astros also are involved. A Kikuchi deal is seen as very likely before the trade deadline ends tomorrow.
Whew. But again, he's been struggling lately. Now, that doesn't mean he can't turn it around and be fixed. He's been a pretty solid starting pitcher, but you're not buying high right now on Yusei Kikuchi.
Yeah.
All right, let's check traffic. When we come back, talk about the wins from over the weekend for the San Diego Padres in Baltimore next year on 97.3 The Fan. And baseball coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Well, I will say Friday was a surprise to me. In fact, on Friday, I told you my parents were celebrating their 50th anniversary.
That's right. Okay.
My brother and sister and I got together, got them a bottle of Dom Perignon, chilled it, delivered it to their hotel where they were staying in Del Mar.
You're bearing the lead.
What?
You know what?
What?
Tell us what you did with how you got the bottle of Dom.
Costco.
Right. Did you make money off this deal?
I mean, I don't know. My brother and sister both Venmo'd me $100.
Right.
And as we said, let's get a good bottle of champagne.
Okay.
Dom was the best they had. Its retail value is like $300 to $400, but at Costco it was like $250 something plus tax. So what, maybe I $20 or something at the end of the day. I mean, not a lot. I also did all the legwork and driving.
I was gonna say
delivering and everything.
I was gonna say. That's the cost of doing business for your brother and your sister. That's the cost of doing business when they say, I can't make it. I know you can. I'll give you if you make a little extra cash off this, that's fine.
My point of the story, though, is that I pulled in about 4:20 to drop off the champagne at their hotel. And Adam Major had just walked the first two batters of the game.
Yeah.
And I walk up and my parents can't get the game on the TV in the hotel room. And I go, don't worry about it. They're going to get absolutely slaughtered today.
Trounced.
Just enjoy your evening.
Yes.
Don't worry about the Padres. You'll be better off than the rest of us who have to watch the game. And, of course, I get a text from my mom the next morning. They won? You told me they were going to lose. Well, I really did think they were going to lose on Friday night. It had to be the most surprising outcome of the season, maybe, for the San Diego Padres, with Adam Major on the mound, walking the first two batters in the bottom of the first inning. I'm going, this is going to get ugly.
Yeah, got the double play, and then it gave you that little tiny glimmer of hope. And think about this, man. You beat the Baltimore Orioles. You started Adam Major. You used Austin Davis and Logan Gillespie in the same game, and you won that game 6-4. Thank you to One Jurickson Profar. My God, that man is on a different planet. Xander Bogaerts, 3-for-4 with a double. Jackson Merrill, Ha-Sung Kim, Campusano, each had 2-hit games. Just fantastic. And I loved the aggressiveness of
Don't let them see Adam Mazur too much.
That's exactly right, man. I mean, we were talking about, I said, man, if you can get 9 outs, that would be tremendous. He went 2 2/3.
8.
Even better. That's fine. That is absolutely fine. 1 earned run, 2 walks. The walks are so confounding because, again, not like I sit and watch his minor league starts, but all the reports on Adam Mazur, he's a control guy. When he gets when he gets to the big leagues, Benny, he loses the zone. And I don't know if it's nerves still. I don't know what it is. But, hey, again, great managing by Mike Schilt because you won that game. They were aggressive by pulling him out of there. Jurickson Profar just carried us.
So, we heard. Now, do we have both the calls of the Jurickson Profar home run? Jesse's was great. I heard that one earlier in the week, but fantastic. The second go-ahead home run. I mean, he just putting the team on his back incredibly.
Profar swings, hits it in the air, deep to center field. Mullins is back, still going back, at the wall, gonna go! Second of the night for Profar. Padres go back in front in the ninth inning. Jurickson with his 18th of the year, and it's 6-4.
Off of Craig Kimbrell, the former Padre, but Paulie always does a little more legwork on these. And you realize the Orioles actually been scuffling a little bit. They're probably looking at that game as like, okay, this is one we've got to win to kind of turn things around and get going. And after they scored the 2, you know, they tied it up. I think they were feeling pretty good. And the Padres just crushed their soul. Jurickson did in the ninth inning.
Driven to deep center by Profar. Mullins racing back. It's gone. Jurickson Profar's second two-run homer of the night.
Wow.
6-4 Padres.
It's me in the throat. Oh, I just almost passed out.
Well, just punch me in the throat.
That is an all-timer.
That's a tournament of drops.
That's an all-timer.
Who was that? Who's on the
Who's on the broadcast? That was
spectacular. I don't know who the Orioles announcers are.
Well,
but,
just punch me in the throat.
I mean, soul stolen by Jurickson Profar.
Man, they snatched it, dude. They snatched the soul out of the Baltimore Orioles that night. Holy smokes.
Jeff Arnold, Kevin Brown, Scott Garcia.
Yeah, Kevin Brown's the play-by-play. He's the guy who was suspended. He was one of them, at least. But
Ben McDonald, somebody said. Dominic says Ben McDonald. Oh. I remember him.
Former top draft pick, right?
Bro, you couldn't have collected and hoarded more Ben McDonald cards than your old pal Woodsy did back in 1989 or something. I mean, my dad and I were like, this is the next Tom Seaver. I got another one. I mean, we hoarded them.
That was your retirement.
It's kindling now. He had him and Greg Olson, who were on the same team, had two of the nastiest hammers that I have ever seen in my whole life. Why that guy didn't go on to become Cy Young is beyond me. But
well, just punch me in the throat.
I mean, now I feel like I want to hear the call from Saturday's game when Urias and Henderson collided and dropped the pop-up, because if they were already feeling bad about Friday, that was the key just that got the Padres going in the second inning on Saturday when 2 on, 2 out, you get the pop fly. You feel like, okay, you know, Dean Kramer, I'm out of the inning. And a lack of communication, the second base or the shortstop and third baseman run into each other. Padres score 2 and never look back in that game. Went on, of course, to the 9-4 win with Michael King, just another outstanding effort. I mean, 6 1/3, 2 hits, 2 earned runs, 9 strikeouts, and that doesn't really do it justice because both of those runs scored after he left the game.
Yeah.
If you wanted to press him, you might have gotten out of that inning, too. They didn't, because they didn't need to, but gets his 9th win of the season. And You had three hit games from both Manny Machado, who hit the three-run homer, and Xander Bogaerts, who doubled and tripled and has really been... I mean, you predicted it. I don't know why.
I don't know how or why.
But you said, I think Xander Bogaerts is going to finally get going here after coming off the injured list. And he certainly has. First, it was all singles.
Yeah.
Now it's extra base hits. Now he's full Xander at the moment. Can he keep it this way for the rest of the season? Man, that would be a difference maker for the Padres.
There's no question. Congratulations to Manny Machado for getting his, on one swing, 998th, 999th, and 1,000th career RBI. What a career for Manny. Really, really special moment for him to hit that bomb there in that game. But Michael King, man, star of the game for me, certainly just continues to go out and pitch like a boss, just like a total, total boss. Every time he grabs the ball, you feel like you have a good chance to win. So I loved that game Saturday. That was epic. I was on the golf course, actually, that day, watching in the cart, and it was awesome.
I also think, quietly, Jackson Merrill continuing to do Jackson Merrill things. Had a couple of sacrifice flies and a double in that game.
Had
an RBI double on Friday. The power, which was, like, remember, he had that week and a half where everything just seemed to be going out of the yard.
Yeah.
It's kind of disappeared again, and
which
he had
is
a couple
fine.
Of warning track flies. But he continues to come through when you need to make contact. He's doing it.
Good ABs, man.
You know, he's not showing the signs that some rookies do of a very long season of just kind of petering out and running out of gas. If there is one guy who's kind of running out of gas lately, it's been Jake Cronenworth. Not going to get too panicked, but after a hot start, he's definitely not swinging it as well as he has lately. Maybe it's just a regular slump. I'm not going to worry too much about Jake. He's always putting the work in, and you know, hopefully he'll get going again. But he's definitely
he's like in a 3-for-30 right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's hit some balls hard in that stretch as well. It's just not finding the holes. But yeah, man. I mean, look, they talked about it. Kevin Acey did again this morning. Like Donovan Solano is there's another series where he didn't play. You know, Ben, it's a nice time. I mean, he can hit righties as well. It doesn't really matter. You don't have to platoon him, but to get Jake a little breather, I expect Jake to be in there, certainly against Glasnow. But I think against Kershaw, maybe a Donovan Solano start at first base.
We have seen the rotation of the DHs where Jake DH today, Arise DH today, Xander DH today, and they're just getting kind of guys off their feet and keeping them out in the field like two out of every 3 days. Manny, you know, DH today.
Good point here by Ray. Let's shout out Victor Rodriguez, the much maligned hitting coaches of the San Diego Padres over the years. Victor Rodriguez has got these guys playing good baseball. Are we going to give him all that credit?
Hold on to that. He deserves more than the last 10 seconds here.
Does.
So we'll get to that. But we have our audio from the prank we pulled on Woods on Friday after the show.
I can't believe he did this to me.
Coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Another trade just came down. Stove continues to boil, Ben. The water on the stove, I should say.
Yeah.
The stove doesn't boil. It's just a stove. Kansas City.
Your stove is boiling, check.
Get
a new
call stove. The fire department. Yeah, the Kansas City Royals have just acquired right-hander Michael Lorenzen from the Texas Rangers. And going back to the Rangers is left-handed reliever Walter Pennington. Sounds made up.
Triple-A reliever,
yep.
Top 30 prospect in their system before the year, so just kind of an arm on the rise for a mediocre fourth to fifth starter.
Yep.
But let's be honest, Padres could use a mediocre fourth to fifth starter.
Michael Lorenzen would have been a great fit here.
And the price tag isn't insane, which gives me at least some hope.
Gives me a little hope, yeah.
You know, maybe there's a player out there on the Michael Lorenzen mold that could work for the Padres. Now, maybe they were in on Lorenzen. Maybe they weren't. Maybe he's not someone that AJ and his scouts think that highly of, and they've got their sights set on another pitcher like that. I don't think that they're going top of the market, though. I think Crochet, not going to happen for the Padres.
Well, you say that, man.
I say that.
You say it. Holy cow. You say it, but you just...
We've thought it before and been wrong.
Oh, we've been so wrong. And you know, again, the point was made on Twitter yesterday. All the people that the Padres are linked to, and I think they're still linked to Snell, Crochet, Scooble. I think, of course, you're going to make calls and find out if you could potentially, you know, work some magic. But if A.J. Preller has shown us anything, I mean, did anybody on this radio station or anywhere else say Jason Adam is a guy they're going to be targeting? No. The answer is no.
You just didn't hear me on Friday.
Oh, yeah. You probably did drop that in. The answer is no. It's no. He works kind of behind the scenes, around the margins, and, you know, he's really good at that. So now, hopefully, you know, this acquisition really helps bolster the bullpen, but I certainly don't think he's done by a long stretch. But we'll see. We'll see. But there's another one off the board. But the price tag was not through the roof at all, like not even a little bit. So Tyler Anderson is another name they've been connected to. But again, I always feel with AJ, if there's smoke with AJ, there's not necessarily fire, right? Like, anytime that there's a little smoke around a guy, he usually pivots and goes another direction. And I don't think that's why he pivots and goes another direction. I just think that he's working on deals that nobody has any idea of. One thing we do know about the Padres front office over the last couple of years, and you guys can back me up on this, it's been pretty tight-lipped. Pretty tight-lipped. Not a lot of stuff has snuck out.
Now, there was a couple of years where it was like nothing was kept.
Nothing was kept in, and I think
they figured it out.
They figured out how to keep that stuff inside.
Keep in mind that when you're assessing the value of a potential trade, as fans, we immediately just think, well, how good is that player?
Sure.
But when you're an executive, sometimes a more important part of the equation is how expensive are they and how much control is left on that player, which is why the price tag on Jason Adam was fairly high. Two more years of pretty affordable control for a really good reliever, whereas the price tag for someone whose contract is expiring or is more expensive is not going to be that high. You know, look at a guy like Tyler Anderson. He's got $13 million next year and the remainder of $13 million this year. He's kind of right in the middle there in terms of affordability. Garrett Crochet, though, he's got multiple years at an affordable price tag pre-free agency. The price tag is going to be way, way higher for a guy like that, considering how good he's been. But that's a huge part of the equation when it comes to the trade deadline.
Not only how good he's been, his demands. You know, his demands of...
Which that's pushing down the value again.
Exactly. So you just never know what he's able to swing and what they're able to work out. John Morosi, 37 seconds ago. Dodgers are among the teams discussing Yusei Kikuchi trade proposals with the Blue Jays. The Twins, Padres, and Astros also are involved. A Kikuchi deal is seen as very likely before the trade deadline ends tomorrow.
Whew. But again, he's been struggling lately. Now, that doesn't mean he can't turn it around and be fixed. He's been a pretty solid starting pitcher, but you're not buying high right now on Yusei Kikuchi.
Yeah.
All right, let's check traffic. When we come back, talk about the wins from over the weekend for the San Diego Padres in Baltimore next year on 97.3 The Fan. And baseball coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Well, I will say Friday was a surprise to me. In fact, on Friday, I told you my parents were celebrating their 50th anniversary.
That's right. Okay.
My brother and sister and I got together, got them a bottle of Dom Perignon, chilled it, delivered it to their hotel where they were staying in Del Mar.
You're bearing the lead.
What?
You know what?
What?
Tell us what you did with how you got the bottle of Dom.
Costco.
Right. Did you make money off this deal?
I mean, I don't know. My brother and sister both Venmoed me $100.
Right.
And as we said, let's get a good bottle of champagne.
Okay.
Dom was the best they had. Its retail value is like $300 to $400, but at Costco it was like $250 something plus tax. So what, maybe I $20 or something at the end of the day. I mean, not a lot. I also did all the legwork and driving.
I was gonna say
delivering and everything.
I was gonna say. That's the cost of doing business for your brother and your sister. That's the cost of doing business when they say, I can't make it. I know you can. I'll give you if you make a little extra cash off this, that's fine.
My point of the story, though, is that I pulled in about 4:20 to drop off the champagne at their hotel. And Adam Major just walked the first two batters of the game.
Yeah.
And I walk up and my parents can't get the game on the TV in the hotel room. And I go, don't worry about it. They're going to get absolutely
trounced.
Slaughtered today.
Trounced.
Just enjoy your evening.
Yes.
Don't worry about the Padres. You'll be better off than the rest of us who have to watch the game. And, of course, I get a text from my mom the next morning. They won? You told me they were going to lose. Well, I really did think they were going to lose on Friday night. It had to be the most surprising outcome of the season, maybe, for the San Diego Padres. With Adam Major on the mound, walking the first two batters in the bottom of the first inning, I'm going, this is going to get ugly.
Yeah, got the double play, and then it gave you that little tiny glimmer of hope. And think about this, man. You beat the Baltimore Orioles. You started Adam Major. You used Austin Davis and Logan Gillespie in the same game, and you won that game 6-4. Thank you to one Jurickson Profar. My God, that man is on a different planet. Xander Bogaerts, 3-for-4 with a double. Jackson Merrill, Ha-Seong Kim, Camposano each had two-hit games. Just fantastic. And I loved the aggressiveness of Mike
Don't
Shildt.
Don't let them see Adam Major too much.
That's exactly right, man. I mean, we were talking about, I said, man, if you can get 9 outs, that would be tremendous. He went 2 2/3.
8.
Even better. That's fine. That is absolutely fine. 1 earned run, 2 walks. The walks are so confounding because, again, not like I sit and watch his minor league starts, but all the reports on Adam Major, he's a control guy. When he gets to the big leagues, Benny, he loses the zone. And I don't know if it's nerves still. I don't know what it is. But, hey, again, great managing by Mike Shildt because you won that game. They were aggressive by pulling him out of there. Jurickson Profar just carried us.
So, we heard. Now, do we have both the calls of the Jurickson Profar home run? Jesse's was great. I heard that one earlier in the week, but fantastic. The second go-ahead home run I mean, he just putting the team on his back incredibly.
Rofar swings, hits it in the air, deep to center field. Mullins is back, still going back, at the wall, gonna go! Second of the night for Profar. Padres go back in front in the ninth inning. Jurickson with his 18th of the year, and it's 6-4.
Off of Craig Kimbrell, the former Padre, but Paulie always does a little more legwork on these. And you realize the Orioles actually been scuffling a little bit. They're probably looking at that game as like, okay, this is one we've got to win to kind of turn things around and get going. And after they scored the two, you know, they tied it up. I think they were feeling pretty good. And the Padres just crushed their soul. Jurickson did in the ninth inning.
Driven to deep center by Profar. Mullins racing back. It's gone. Jurickson, Profar's second two-run homer of the night.
Wow.
6-4 Padres.
It's me in the throat. Oh, I just almost passed out.
Well, just punch me in the throat.
That is an
all-timer.
That's
all a tournament timer. Of drops.
That's an all-timer.
Who was that? Who's on the
Who's on the broadcast? That was spectacular.
I don't know who the Orioles announcers are.
Well,
but,
just punch me in the throat.
I mean, soul stolen by Jurickson Profar.
Man. They snatched it, dude. They snatched the soul out of the Baltimore Orioles that night. Holy smokes.
Jeff Arnold, Kevin Brown, Scott Carson.
Yeah, Kevin Brown's the play-by-play. He's the guy who was suspended. He was one of them, at least. But
Ben McDonald, somebody said. Dominic says Ben McDonald. Oh. I remember him.
Former top draft pick, right?
Bro, you couldn't have collected and hoarded more Ben McDonald cards than your old pal Woodsy did back in 1989 or something. I mean, my dad and I were like, this is the next Tom Seaver. I got another one. I mean, we hoarded them.
That was your retirement.
It's kindling now. He had him and Greg Olson, who were on the same team, had two of the nastiest hammers that I have ever seen in my whole life. Why that guy didn't go on to become Cy Young is beyond me. But
well, just punch me in the throat.
I mean, now I feel like I want to hear the call from Saturday's game when Urias and Henderson collided and dropped the pop-up, because if they were already feeling bad about Friday, that was the key, just that got the Padres going in the second inning on Saturday, when two on, two out, you get the pop fly. You feel like, okay, you know, Dean Kramer, I'm out of the inning. And a lack of communication, the shortstop and third baseman run into each other. Padres score two and never look back in that game. Went on, of course, to the 9-4 win with Michael King, just another outstanding effort. I mean, 6 1/3, two hits, two earned runs, 9 strikeouts, and that doesn't really do it justice because both of those runs scored after he left the game.
Yeah.
If you wanted to press him, you might have gotten out of that inning, too. They didn't, because they didn't need to, but gets his 9th win of the season. And you had 3-hit games from both Manny Machado, who hit the 3-run homer, and Xander Bogaerts, who doubled and tripled and has really been... I mean, you predicted it. I don't know why.
I don't know how or why.
But you said, I think Xander Bogaerts is going to finally get going here after coming off the injured list, and he certainly has. First, it was all singles.
Yeah.
Now it's extra base hits. Now he's full Xander at the moment. Can he keep it this way for the rest of the season? Man, that would be a difference maker for the Padres.
There's no question. Congratulations to Manny Machado for getting his, on one swing, 998th, 999th, and 1,000th career RBI. What a career for Manny. Really, really special moment for him to hit that bomb there in that game. But Michael King, man, star of the game for me, certainly just continues to go out and pitch like a boss, just like a total, total boss. Every time he grabs the ball, you feel like you have a good chance to win. So I loved that game Saturday. That was epic. I was on the golf course, actually, that day, watching in the cart, and it was awesome.
I also think, quietly, Jackson Merrill continuing to do Jackson Merrill things. Had a couple of sacrifice flies and a double in that game.
Had
an RBI double on Friday. The power, which was, like, remember, he had that week and a half where everything just seemed to be going out of the yard.
Yeah.
It's kind of disappeared again, and
which
he had
is
a couple
fine.
Of warning track flies. But he continues to come through when you need to make contact. He's doing it.
Good ABs, man.
You know, he's not showing the signs that some rookies do of a very long season of just kind of petering out and running out of gas. If there is one guy who's kind of running out of gas lately, it's been Jake Cronenworth. Not going to get too panicked, but after a hot start, he's definitely not swinging it as well as he has lately. Maybe it's just a regular slump. I'm not going to worry too much about Jake. He's always putting the work in, and hopefully he'll get going again. But he's definitely
he's like in a 3 for 30 right now,
yeah.
And he hit some balls hard in that stretch as well. It's just not finding the holes, but yeah, man. I mean, look, they talked about it. Kevin Acey did again this morning. Like Donovan Solano is there's another series where he didn't play. You know, Ben, it's a nice time. I mean, he can hit righties as well. It doesn't really matter. You don't have to platoon him, but to get Jake a little breather, I expect Jake to be in there, certainly against Glasnow. But I think against Kershaw, maybe a Donovan Solano start at first base.
We have seen the rotation of the DHs where Jake DH today, yeah. Arise DH today, Xander DH today, and they're just getting kind of guys off their feet and keeping them out in the field like 2 out of every 3 days. Manny, you know, DH today.
Good point here by Ray. Let's shout out Victor Rodriguez, the much maligned hitting coaches of the San Diego Padres over the years. Victor Rodriguez has got these guys playing good baseball. We're going to give him all that credit.
Hold on to that. He deserves more than the last 10 seconds here. So we'll get to that. But we have our audio from the prank we pulled on Woods on Friday after the show.
I can't believe you did this to me.
Coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.